Might have been 17, but I wasn't nothing like grown. But she was about the best mule I worked. And I worked several others, quite a few others, and broke I don't know how many. But she was the easiest one I worked with. But as I was saying a while ago, you can take an animal like that and show them that you're not trying to hurt them, and give them these little lumps of sugar or apple, something like that, and that's all you need. If they know you love them, they won't bother you at all. And something else about a mule, he won't run over you neither. What I mean, he won't step on you if he's going to. Uh-huh. If he hits anything, he's either going to stop or he's going to go one or the other way around it. He won't go right over you. They got no way they got that much knowledge. Mm-hmm. They just won't do it. But no, it's fickle, of course. A lot of people say, well, if he can do it, I can do it. But no, that's not it. Because they don't know how that mule or that horse is trained, and they just can't possibly do it. No way.
Did you ever have a horse?
Not a mule, no ma'am. I never did like a horse.
Didn't you have a mule one time who got into a beehive or something like that?
Oh yes, that was the last one I bought and broke. Yeah, he run into a swarm of bees. The cotton is just about this high.
How high is
that? Oh, I'd say 8 to 10 inches. Went out to the end of that, just casually, and he just walking along just like he'd always been doing. And when I said, whoop, he come over that bunch of little old trees, about 3 foot high, and I bet you there's a gallon of more bees on it. And I heard him when they said, whoo. I said, oh my gosh, we're gone now. Because he done stirred them up right. And turning, he drug his feet over. I know he knocked them, half of them or more off.
Was he hitched to a plow?
Yeah, I had double cultivator to him, plying that cotton. Had red long scooters and little straights about this long, had them set on each side of the rope. And that plow would go 8 and 10 foot up in there sometime. I said, I don't know whether we will or not. He'd try to lay down, I'd whip him, throw dirt on him, anything to make him get up, stinging him and me both. His third day before I got to put him back in the field, but the next morning he was swelled nearly twice as big as he ought to be.
What did you do to treat him?
I took all of his water away from him, complete. I didn't let him have no water from that morning till the third morning. I got up the third morning, he was swaged down. And then I let him have just a few swallows. I didn't let him drink much. I brought him on back up to the farm. But I didn't work him much. I wanted to see how he's going to react. Now, as far as giving the medication for that poison, I didn't. Because I knew what water would do for it, and I kept him away from that. But now, as long as I kept that mule, he wouldn't go out to that oak bush. You could turn him around and back him up to it, but now he wouldn't go forward to it. Mm-hmm. Oh, sir. He'd turn that head so you hear him blow, I don't know how far. But you could stop him out here and turn him around, you could back your plow right up that way. Hey, yes, I know what he's doing. Pull it on. Maybe it'll have moved around a little while.
Go ahead.